Good morning. I'm Marissa Sheldon, and as Sandra mentioned, I work at the Manatee County Health Department, which is located in Bradenton, Florida. Just for a frame of reference, that's just south of Tampa on the southwest coast of Florida. So today I'm just going to be talking about our progress so far with our Complete Streets initiative in the county. Just a brief overview of what I'm planning to cover today. I'll give a brief overview of the background of Complete Streets. I'm sure many of you are familiar with them already. Why we need them in Manatee County, the goals that we've set out in our timeline for reaching those goals, where we are in our progress, and where we hope to go. So our Complete Streets, as many of you are probably aware, are designed to enable safe access for all users, whether motorists, public transit riders, bicyclists, or pedestrians. Complete streets can mean different things in different communities, but they can include sidewalks, bike lanes, curb cuts, crosswalks, signage, lighting, traffic calming, any of those kinds of things. And the benefits of complete streets include reduced traffic congestion, improved air quality, increases in physical activity, increased safety, and also an improved sense of community. So the National Complete Streets Coalition lists these 10 items as the components of a comprehensive Complete Streets policy. A Complete Streets policy, though, can take any different form depending on the location that the policy is being used in and what the specific needs are for that location. So Complete Streets can impact several different sectors of the community, and obviously as public health workers, we're most concerned with the health needs of our community. Injury prevention is one of the main focuses of the Complete Streets project. Many of the roadways in Manatee County are very unsafe. You may be aware that Florida is ranked in the top three for pedestrian and bicyclist fatalities. They've been ranked in the top three every year since 2001. And Manatee County specifically has been ranked in 2010. They were fifth out of 67 counties for the most bicycle injuries and ninth for pedestrian injuries. In 2010, there were 146 pedestrian injuries and 8 pedestrian fatalities, 106 bicycle injuries, and 1 bicycle fatality. So one of the main reasons that there's such a high rate of injuries and fatalities among bicyclists and pedestrians in the county is from the shift from traditional roadways to high-speed, multi-lane streets that are meant to accommodate thousands of vehicles rather than pedestrians. Obesity is not a new issue to any of us, but it's worth noting that it's an epidemic in the country, and Manatee County is no exception to that. For the first time in two centuries, this generation of American children could have a lower life expectancy than their parents. The childhood obesity rate has more than tripled in the past 30 years. And in 2008, more than one-third of American children and adolescents were overweight or obese, and that number has risen since then. Manatee County has almost 25% of our youth and 60% of adults classified as overweight or obese. And again, we know that physical activity is one of the main components of maintaining a healthy weight, but the majority of Americans don't meet the national guidelines for physical activity. So Complete Streets can encourage and facilitate physical activity by allowing easier access to walking and biking as active transportation to school and work. And many Americans are actually able to meet their weekly physical activity requirements through active transportation. Complete Streets also make it safer for children to walk and bike to school, which allows them to be more active. And we are also interested in improving the environmental air quality. Vehicle emissions pollute the air that we breathe, and they can contribute to several different illnesses and diseases, such as asthma, pneumonia, lung cancer, heart disease, and lower respiratory infections. In Manatee County, our coronary heart disease death rate is much higher than the Healthy People 2020 goal. We have 7% of adults in Manatee County living with asthma. And complete streets can lower traffic emissions and congestion by allowing people to engage in active transportation and using public transportation more often. So as Sandra mentioned, in March 2012, the Manatee County Health Department was awarded $40,000, specifically for creating guidelines and recommendations for a complete streets policy in the county. All of our money is being used to pay a consultant, a planning and engineering consultant, and his main tasks are to lead our work group, which I'll explain a little bit later, in gathering data, drafting policy language, figuring out what roadways we want to focus on for immediate projects, and presenting all of this information to the Board of County Commissioners. So we've had a lot of support in the community for the Complete Streets Initiative. Manatee County Health Department has created a work group comprising several different sectors and interest groups in the community. We meet monthly to discuss our progress, what the consultant has been working on, where we're going, our next steps, and also it helps to build community support for the initiative. Some of the representatives we have on this committee include Public Works, the Sheriff's Office, the School District, the Metropolitan Planning Organization, city and county planners and engineers, and local bicycle and pedestrian advocates. So here's our timeline for our consultant. It's probably difficult for you to read, but our first task we've completed already. That was to develop our project goals and expectations. The second task was to develop our complete streets policy and performance measures, and that we're just about done with. We had a meeting on Thursday when we discussed the draft policy language and some performance measures, and we hope to have those finalized by our next meeting in November. The third task, the consultant will be creating a Complete Streets Implementation Guide that will be provided to the Department of Public Works so that they will know how to actually implement the policy recommendations that we provide. Task four is supporting the message with a graphic rendering, and so that just means that the consultant will provide a typical cross-section of a complete street, showing the different measurements of how wide the bike lanes and traffic lanes need to be and what the width will be of the total roadway. And our final task will be to present all of this information to the Board of County Commissioners, which we are scheduled to do in early January. So as of our progress right now, we've determined 8 priority corridors in the county, which are outlined here with the blue lines. And those were decided based on crash data, specifically with pedestrian and injury, pedestrian and bicycle injuries and fatalities. The blue triangles, it might be hard to distinguish the triangles from the dots, but the triangles are pedestrian fatalities. The blue dots and the yellow circles around them, those are schools and the buffer zone around the schools. We also looked at park access. All of the green is the parks. And the red shading that you can see in the middle, that is where the public transit is accessed. So those were the main things that we had considered when we were determining what corridors to focus on. And as of our meeting on Thursday, we narrowed down those into 4 specific segments of roadway that we want to focus on for our immediate projects. Now that we have those 4 corridors determined, we are going to also do a sidewalk inventory of those areas and determine ADA compliance, whether there are different, if there are any hazards in the sidewalks or roadways that make it difficult for bicyclists and pedestrians. And also looking at the public transit stops, whether they're existing and how their quality is, if they have shelters, if they have benches, and if they have bike racks, things like that. So I'm just going to go through a few pictures of some of the areas in Manatee County that we're hoping to access and hoping to make a little bit more user-friendly. So right here is a public transit stop that does not have any sidewalks leading to it. And here is just a large roadway that does not have many crosswalks or bike lanes, and you can see there are people there riding their bikes in the street. This is downtown Bradenton. This is actually on the right-hand side, it's the county administration building. And this roadway is Manatee Avenue, which is very highly trafficked and very slow moving. The roadways are also pretty narrow, and it makes it difficult for pedestrians and bicyclists to navigate. And our biggest problem area in Manatee County is US 41. Most of 41 is 6 to 7 lanes, and the sidewalks and bike lanes are pretty spotty. Sometimes they're there, sometimes they're not. Sometimes there's a telephone pole in the middle of the sidewalk. And there are very few places for people to safely cross the streets, and there have been several fatalities and accidents because of that. So our consultant has drafted the policy recommendations and divided them into these sections listed here. Our goal includes public health, active mobility, efficiency of public transit services, environmental air quality, and integrating the roadways with land use, and also making sure we have a multimodal emphasis on all of the roadways. Our policy statement is focused on making sure that all of the roadways are accessible for all users of all ages and abilities, whether by transit, bicycling, or walking. The exemptions are mostly for those roadways that cannot become complete streets because pedestrian or bicyclist activity is not allowed on them, or the location just isn't safe or conducive to becoming a complete street. Our complete streets criteria, the primary criteria are making sure that it's accommodating all users and also making sure that the streets are linking travelers to destinations so that they're actually going somewhere and not just on a sidewalk that in a suburban area with no destinations for them to go. Our performance standards that will be measured annually to evaluate the success of this project will be the crash data, the number of users who are on public transit, as well as the users on the roadways, the cost, the health rankings of the county, and the air quality. And our implementation of the policy will be including this as an amendment to the Manatee County Comprehensive Plan, and that should be happening hopefully within 8 months of presenting it to the Board of County Commissioners. We've also developed a web page that is currently linked off of the county website. There's a lot of good information on it, but it's very difficult to find for someone who's from the general public. The URL is about 2 lines long if you type it out. So we're also thinking about using a blog that we can post our updates and get feedback from the public about what we're doing. So our potential impact, what we hope to get from this, this is a photo of Portland, Oregon, which you all know is very progressive in their public health initiatives. You can see that there are tons of bikers in a bike lane wearing bike helmets, very few cars, and no traffic emissions. So we're hoping that Manatee County can use this kind of idea as a model. Over time, we're hoping to see Manatee County have fewer pedestrian and bicyclist injuries and fatalities, increases in physical activity levels, increased air quality, and also increasing business support by getting people out and walking to local shops and restaurants. And this is actually just a photo of a street in Manatee County, and over that bridge on the other side is one of the areas that we're planning to work on first for the complete streets. That's it.